Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He did not want to do, and it was not his idea.
That guy.
That is brutal. Yeah, you're going to have to answer for this, buddy.
Yeah, so it sounds like it came from the what's that guy's name?
The owner?
Oh, what's his nuts?
I forget what the owner's name is.
I don't think it's the owner, though. I think it's just like the...
The CEO, the guy in charge of it.
The guy in charge.
Apparently no one... Maybe like, everyone, their ownership group, no one gives a rip about basketball. Like, they're just there to try to build a casino. This is why they're letting Nico do whatever the hell he's going to do.
Yeah, he did not want to do a closed-door round. It was from Yahoo Sports reporting via Shams. Nico Harrison did not want to do a closed-door roundtable with the media at the end of the regular season. This was not his idea. This was something that was enforced by their owner.
Yeah, okay, Patrick Dumont.
Dumont. Okay, so he is their owner?
That's correct.
Goofy guy?
Yeah.
And then there was an exchange with one of the reporters there, I think Tim McMahon, that was quite wild. I'm going to read it to you, okay?
Yeah.
Tim McMahon asks, in your own words, you created a 3 to 4 year time frame in building a finals team, a team that went to the finals last season. You gave up your first round capital control of it, 27, 28, 29, and 30. So 3 to 4 years ends, you're out your first round draft capital. How is that a logical decision? Explain the logic of that for the long term best interest of this franchise. Nico Harrison's response. Can you repeat that? Tim McMahon. Years 2027 to 2030, you're out on your first-round capital.
Yeah.
Your own words, you created a 3 to 4 year time frame. When the credit card bill comes due, that time frame is over. How is that in the best interest of long-term interests of the franchise? And again, 27 to 30, you're out of your capital. You build a finals team doing it, and you traded the guy who led that team. How is that in the long-term best interest when he's, at the time, a 25-year-old generational talent who could have a 10 to 12-year runway? He's one of the best players we've ever seen. And I picture Tim yelling that.
Yes. Or at least having it be a very, you know, a pointed conversation.
And here is his response. He says, I keep saying the same thing, but defense wins championships. I believe that we have a championship caliber team, not only for now, but also for the future. Obviously, the future will hold if I'm right or wrong, and ultimately, we're going to be held to the standard of wins and losses, and every executive in every field is going to be held to that same standard. Boy, how's that for a word salad?
Nico.
Tim McMahon says, your long-term best interest, though, 25, 26, and 27, there's your 3 years. Then you're out of your first-round capital. How does that make sense? Nico Harrison. Like I said, we believe in the move we made. You obviously don't, and that's fine, and you're entitled to your opinions, but we're excited about the future of our team. God! How about that?
Yeah, just get fired already. How is that weird? You're just walking in every day knowing you're just a dead man walking. Oh, and by the way, Klay Thompson's getting older by the day, and Kyrie Irving's coming off of... Did he blow his knee or tear his Achilles? It was a knee, right?
Mm.
I think it was a torn ACL.
I think it was... Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what a mess.
It's like he doesn't, he really sounds like he doesn't get it.
Kyrie Irving's going to be 34
next year.
Well, I
think he gets it. He just can't.
But he hasn't been able to explain how it makes logical sense.
That's because he can't.
So he doesn't get it.
He gets it. I just think, again, it goes back to the whole idea that he thought they were not going to pay Luka Doncic $300 and some million because they don't think he works hard enough and they think he's fat. Yeah. They do not think that he was going to get them a title. Yeah. Now, that is pretty dumb considering he just got you to the finals. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome player. He's only 25. You know, maybe work with that. Like, you got a little bit of dough to work with there to make a nice pie, right, Jace?
I just love that you're like, he keeps going, you went all in. You went all in to try to win, and then you're like, nah, we're not going to do
that. I think he's still stuck in this place of, and the owner keeps making him talk, where he's like, dude, I can't tell you what we think. We hated him. Okay, fine. We hated him.
And the fans.
I would respect that more at this point.
I know, but he can't do that.
And the fans have turned on him, and the franchise. It's just.
It's a mess.
What an ugly situation.
How much longer has he got there?
I just love that you're.
That's a good question.
Your exciting plans are. 33 and 34-year-old Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis.
I have concepts of a plan.
And old-ass Klay Thompson, as opposed to Luka.
Well, I did hear something where he said his contract's up in 3 years, and he sounded like, dude, I ain't coming back. I think he's just as done as everybody else.
How quickly after he made that deal do you think he knew that?
Pretty quick.
I think he probably knew it before the deal.
Well, and then did you see Adam Silver went on, was it on the McAfee show? That, because now, of course, the speculation was that this was all league orchestrated to get the casino built in Dallas and all of that. And the NBA ratings are down a little bit this year.
No way.
But Adam Silver, I think it was with McAfee, but it might have been with someone else. I was flipping through today and I was reading some of his quotes. And people are freaking out because Silver says that the ratings dip because they're so small. It's actually a win because the ratings at the beginning of the season were terrible. And so the second half ratings only being slightly down was actually a big win. And then he said that, we had a good playoff race. We had some competitive things happen. Then he goes, there was a trade that got people very excited. He alluded to the fact that Luka being moved to L.A., was a big ratings boost, and so people are like, because obviously the conspiracy theory of, if you were going to move Luka, why the hell did you move him there? So Adam Silver coming out and saying that the NBA needed Luka in L.A., basically, and that's the reason why people paid attention. That's probably not the best thing for your commissioner to say. People in Dallas are very pissed.
Oh, they're livid.
Because they feel like Adam Silver had a hand selling their team down the river.
It's the other thing, too, is Tex is right. I mean, the Adelson family 100% initiated that trade.
Yeah.
And Harrison's the fall guy.
Yeah.
He had to do that. And the whole idea there is that the Adelsons want to tank the team and move him to Vegas, which is a little bit of a stretch, but it's not, though. If we've been around long enough, you see this stuff with these people. The Adelsons don't give a rip about sports. They're Vegas people.
Yes.
So, you know, just the fact that Nico, I would be more inclined to think it's that than Nico's just an idiot. It's that guy was forced to do something that he didn't want to do. He did it. Now he's having to take all these spears for it. He's pissed off about it. He can't say that. And he's like, guess what's going to happen when I'm out of here? I'm writing a book and it's all going to be in there. And I'm out of here in 3 effing years. I can tell you that. That's more the tone we're getting from Nico.
Probably.
So, and then he's got to say all this crap about, but don't make the guy sit there. Like, it's the last day of the regular season. You take him in the back and give him some media and say, hey, answer all these questions. That's just cruel, man.
It's bad. Well, he's going to get a bunch of money on his way out, so just go away. And you're not going to get another job. Go be a Nike exec. Yeah, Adam Silver, I think you saw tremendous competition around the league and a trade that attracted a lot of attention.
He was already a Nike exec, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So he's not going back.
Well, he's not getting another GM job.
Like I said, dude, that guy's
How would you like to have that stapled to your resume for the rest of the days? What if Luka actually goes on and wins a title in L.A.? Just... at that point, just hand in your resignation, take your buyout, and go away.
That dude has a freaking $5 million book deal if he wants it.
Yeah.
If he wants to spill it,
yeah.
And I bet he I would if I were him.
Yeah.
There's something going on with this whole thing.
Well, especially if Dallas turns out to just be dog mess over the next handful of years and they either get the casino pushed through or they move, the conspiracy theory will really, yeah, really ramp up.
All right, the team we're all going to hate next season, next on The Fan.
When was the last time Johnny Depp did anything?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Amber Heard trial.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, outside of him,
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he's done.
Isn't he doing a cologne ad that sometimes shows up?
Savage.
Yeah, there
right?
You go.
Savage.
Yeah, no, he is. But
it's like wandering around a desert playing a guitar with like 72 scarves or something.
The real story behind this film is his transformation, which we will get to in the club.
You gotta transform.
Continuing our NBA Roomba sweep, the one team. There's already one team linked to Kevin Durant next season, you know, because he's going to get traded.
Yeah.
Did you see who the Sham said has mutual interest? They have mutual interest with one another?
I did not.
We're going to hate them.
I thought I saw something pop across that maybe the Lakers.
Well, well, we already hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
But if the Lakers had him, LeBron, and Luka,
yeah,
we would hate them even more somehow.
Absolutely. I don't know what the Lakers would give up in order to go get Kevin Durant, but L.A. obviously is, you know, trying to maximize maybe they give up Bronny for him.
Well, he was saying, Shams was saying, if you look at, if you want to try to predict where Kevin Durant will go, it will be the teams that will be eliminated from the playoffs early.
Okay.
In other words, they're a Kevin Durant away from a deep run.
Okay.
Whereas the teams that go deep, they may think, oh, we're pretty good. See, switch a few pieces out here or there. And
I would kind of go the other way. If I made a deep run, like if I'm, because from what I read, that Phoenix is looking for significant capital. I don't know what the market will be out there and what people are willing to give up, but he'll be 37 in September. So to me, if I was a team that got eliminated in the first or second round, I wouldn't give up future for Kevin Durant because you're probably talking about a 1 or 2 year window. To me, it would make more sense if I was a conference finals team.
It's like what the Warriors did. They lost to the Cavs in the finals. They're like, well, that's, we got to go get Durant.
Now we got to go get him. That to me makes more sense, but you know.
So you're no Shams.
I am no Shams.
And Shams said it would be a team like Houston.
But that makes a lot of sense considering how much youth that they have and how good they've been.
Yep. So that will be the team we will hate next year if they get Kevin Durant, is the Houston Rockets. Apparently he has interest in them and they have interest in him.
Well, he played in Austin, right? And if you're Houston, I'm interested in general about Houston because, you know, they don't really have a star player. They won 52 games, and they're the second seed. But we've seen Memphis be a second seed twice. Remember, was it a couple years ago, the Kings ended up being the third seed? But teams like that...
Well, didn't the Blazers jump up there once?
Yeah, the Blazers, were a high seed. Like, they don't... It doesn't go anywhere. Like, cool, you won 50 games, and you're a 2 or 3 seed, and then you get bounced in the first round of the playoffs, and thanks for coming. So... That would make sense if you're Houston. It would certainly speed up your timeline, and you're basically saying our opportunity to win is win now because Kevin Durant, I mean, he realistically has like 2 years, right?
He's 36.
He's 36. He'll be 37 next year when the season starts, though. So you're getting him for the 37 and probably his 38 season. I mean, eventually, and it's not like he's the healthiest guy in the world. That would just scare me if I'm Houston. I'd be more inclined, like...
I think he could wreck your young team.
And that's... That would worry me. I would be more along the lines, like, that makes sense. Like, obviously, return to Golden State, which apparently he's not interested in. The Clippers, the Lakers, something
Why would
he
not go back to Golden State?
He said he doesn't want to. At least that's the report.
God, dude. Add him to Golden State with Butler and...
Yes.
Steph?
Yeah.
They were reportedly open to it,
and he said no.
What an idiot.
I think it's the idea that like he doesn't want to admit that it was a mistake leaving there in
exactly.
the first place.
Yes.
And the one thing you say about Kevin Durant is he kind of makes dumb decisions.
Going back to the NBA NFL comps discussion from yesterday, one texter says Kevin Durant's NFL comp, definitely Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's pretty good.
Uber-talented MVP that kind of people you don't want him around.
We were talking about Rodgers earlier today and all his stupid quotes. And I brought up the fact that what if Patrick Mahomes goes down and the Chiefs sign Rodgers?
Yeah.
Can you imagine a team more hated?
No.
It's very similar. It's like Durant to Houston, Rodgers to Kansas City. Oof. You'd hate them both.
Insurmountable amounts.
Kansas City especially.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
No.
I want you to think about it.
It makes me sick.
I want you to dream about it tonight.
The other team that I find interesting that would go against the Shams thing of as a team that would maybe bow out early is...
My Pacers?
I was going to say the Cavaliers.
Oh.
I mean, the Cavaliers won 64 games. Obviously are very good. People don't think that they're going to get over the hump against Boston. Very good team. You got Allen, Mobley, Mitchell, Garland... If they can't get over the hump against Boston or God forbid they bow out, let's say Milwaukee, right? Lillard comes back and they lose to Milwaukee in the second round. And you're Cleveland, you look at that and you say, hey, we won 64 games. We're right there. You add, I don't know what they would have to give up, but let's say it's a lot of draft picks. And you don't really have to give up a ton right now. Say, you know, Phoenix is more interested in assets down the road. You dump Kevin Durant in the middle of that. Now, That to me makes more sense.
What if he goes to Dallas?
Yeah, that would be another one.
Nico trades for him.
I mean, you put him with Clay, you put him with Kyrie, you put him with AD, and again, an older team that's experienced, and you throw him in that.
That's not bad.
Well, we brought it up here before, but the idea that Phoenix needs assets, they've traded away so many of their picks. OKC still has a bunch, and they might be a player away.
Yeah.
And that's where we talked about before.
It'd go full circle story where it all started.
Yeah,
for him.
Kevin Durant might actually be liked if he goes there.
I just think it'd be such a cool redemption arc, but he just sounds like he's not the guy that's willing to admit again that he made a mistake by leaving in the first place. But yes, Oklahoma City gets bounced, they lose in the finals, and they've got 8 gajillion draft picks
and a really nice young core.
Just give
much
up
like the Blazers.
Give up one young piece. Two ones, or you probably don't have to even give up a great piece. Give up 3 ones, and then go add Kevin Durant as a closer on that team.
All right, Hollywood News kicks off the club next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.